size. It's a prehistoric giant frozen in time and definitely worth that photo op. Now, continuing our quirky quest, let's go toward the quirky town of Jerome, perched precariously on Cleopatra Hill. While the entire town feels like a step back in time, keep an eye out for sliding jail. Yes, sliding jail. Due to the unstable terrain, this historic jail actually slid about 225 feet downhill from its original location. It's a testament to the wild history and unique geography of this former copper mining town, Boomtown. Now, for something a little more, unusual, near this small town of Bowie, I thought that was in Maryland, but there apparently is one in Arizona as well, you'll stumble upon Thing. Yes, that's the name, Thing. Billboards for miles tease this mysterious attraction with cryptic messages. What exactly is The Thing? Well, you'll have to pay a few bucks to find out, but let's say it involves a bit of taxidermy and a whole lot of what the heck did I just see? The country roadside oddity has been baffling and amusing travelers for decades, so go see Thing if you haven't seen it already, and it's not a movie. If you're feeling a bit peckish after that exploring, make a pit stop in the middle of nowhere at Cool Springs Station on Long Route 66. This beautifully restored gas station looks like it's been plucked out of a vintage postcard. This sounds like a tribute to Clark Ingram here. It's not just a photo opportunity. You can grab a bite to eat and soak in the nostalgic vibes of the Mother Road, Route 66. A little slice of history with a quirky charm. And finally, for a dose of pure unadulterated oddity, keep your eyes peeled for random displays of shoe trees scattered across the Arizona landscape. These aren't official attractions, but spontaneous folk art installations, rather, where people have tossed their old footwear into trees, creating colorful and bizarre arboreal adornments. Each shoe tells a story, or at least leaves you wondering what that story might be. If shoe trees could only talk, right? Here's Ronnie Aldridge, My Shelly Gamal, on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
The weather is warmer, the daylight is longer, and we have the perfect soundtrack for it here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy, that's Jean-Claude Borelli and Dolinus Melody. Frank Jacksfield before that with Donuts Make My Brown Eyes Blue. David Rose with Yesterday Once More. The Sam Whatmaugh Starborn Orchestra. Sam Whatmaugh led the Starborn Orchestra through Do You Believe in Magic? And Ronnie Aldridge with My Cherie Amour. I'm Eric O'Brien, and it's time for the Unexplained and Unexpected, where we delve into strange news that doesn't quite fit the usual categories. This week we have a batch of odd stories that are sure to make you raise an eyebrow. Starting in a small town in France where a seemingly ordinary vending machine has developed a mind of its own. Most machines do eventually. Instead of dispensing the advertised snacks and drinks, it's been randomly spitting out rubber chickens. Authorities are baffled and locals are both amused and slightly concerned about the rogue poultry dispenser. Rubber chickens, yes. The next oddity takes us to a quiet suburban neighborhood in Ohio, where residents have been reporting a peculiar phenomenon. Every Tuesday afternoon, precisely at 3:17, all the garage doors on one particular street open simultaneously. No one can explain it. There is no electrical surge or shared remote system. It's become a weekly neighborhood mystery. Every Tuesday afternoon at 3:17. Okay. In the realm of unusual discoveries, a team of archaeologists in Italy recently unearthed a perfectly preserved Roman-era lunchbox. Who would have thought? What was inside? Well, surprisingly, some sort of ancient grain mixture that still emitted a faint yet identifiable aroma. Scientists are now trying to analyze the contents to figure out what exactly our Roman ancestors were packing for their midday meal. That seems a bit off the beaten path, doesn't it? Meanwhile, in a bustling city in Japan, commuters have been experiencing a strange auditory illusion. At a certain intersection, the usual sounds of traffic are inexplicably replaced by the faint sound of classical opera music for about 10 seconds of every hour. Engineers have checked for nearby sound systems for radio interference, but the source of the phantom aria remains a mystery. Yeah. Huh. And finally, the last bizarre tale comes from a library in Scotland, where a particular copy of Moby Dick has been exhibiting some unusual behavior. Librarians have found that the book seems to randomly rearrange itself on the shelf overnight. No one has witnessed it happening, and there is no logical explanation. Could it just be a mischievous ghost with a literary bent? Well, who knows? But that is some of the strange things happening around the globe, proving that the world is full of surprises that go beyond the usual headlines. Yeah, that's bizarre, to say the least. Oh, hang on here. Computers are not my friend. Here's Sven Lebeck. With all my loving, I'm smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
based that song musically off of Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. That's Neil Sedaka with Laughter in the Rain. And I believe he explains it on YouTube, so go look for Neil Sedaka explaining Laughter in the Rain. Before that, we had the Bob Crew Generation with Winchester Cathedral and Sven Lebeck and All My Loving. Here's Floyd Kramer with The Gambler on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy.
Is your day rough, irritating, and difficult? Spend a couple of hours with smooth, relaxing, and easy. And suddenly, your day will be brighter.
Thank you.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy, the 101 strings there with Go Away, Little Girl. Neil Richardson and his orchestra and singers with Too Much Heaven. Frank Chaxfield, here it comes again. Yes, I'm fading fast. Norman Newell with For All We Know, Lex de Azevedo with Looking for Love, and Floyd Kramer and The Gambler. Could you possibly take over for just a second here while I try to figure this out? I'm befuddled. Thank you very much. That was very helpful, actually. Here's John Gregory, Love Won't Let Me Wait. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. We've reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, and are closing the books on another year of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, with a new year starting next week. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y9-52. Next week starts Y10.
Is a production of PBRTV.com. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Eric O'Brien welcomes you to ease the stress of your day with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
You and me against the world. Sometimes it feels like you and me against the world. When all the others turn their backs and walk away, you can count on me to stay. Remember when the circus came to town and you were frightened by the clown? Wasn't it nice?
That was Helen Reddy on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with You and Me Against the World, a song written by Kenny Asher and Paul Williams and recorded by Helen Reddy in 1974 with her real daughter who spoke on that album. Before that, we had Lex de Azevedo with Higher and Higher, the Rita Coolidge cover version, not the Jackie Wilson cover version, of course. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for another week. It is the 52nd show of the 9th season, meaning that next week starts our 10th season on the air, all of them on Tube City Online Radio and a few of them elsewhere, including WRCT. And we're happy to be here with you every week for, my gosh, nine full years already, starting number 10. Coming here next week. Oh my goodness, time really does fly. Speaking of flying, which I really wasn't, it's time to talk about the holidays of the days that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you should celebrate because they're there to celebrate, and some of them you may not want to celebrate, but you should anyway. Looking to the week of May 16th through the 22nd, 2025, it's brimming with some fun and interesting holidays and observances. So get ready to mark your calendars here. We kick things off on Friday, May 16th, which is a busy day. For all you grill masters out there, it's National Barbecue Day. Fire up those grills and get ready for some smoky goodness. Yes, indeed. It's also National Mimosa Day, so if you like having brunch on a Friday, have a mimosa. And if you're feeling active afterward, not in too much pain, it's National Bike to Work Day. So you can bike back to work from your brunch. A great way to get exercise, of course. Plus, nature lovers can appreciate National Love a Tree Day and National Endangered Species Day. It's a reminder of biodiversity, right? And it's also National Pizza Party Day. Barbecue pizza, right? Moving on to the weekend, Saturday, May 17th is Armed Forces Day, which we honor the men and women serving in our military at present, and we appreciate their dedication, of course. On Sunday, May 18th, it's National No Dirty Dishes Day, so if you're tired of doing the dishes, don't do them on May 18th. Somebody else could do them for you if they're not celebrating. It's also World Baking Day. So at least you'll have some delicious treats to enjoy if you are the one who ends up doing the dishes. It's also International Museum Day, a private opportunity to explore local museums. Not private, perfect. I can't read. Anyhow, into the new week, Monday, May 19th, National Devil's Food Cake Day. Yes, chocolatey goodness there. May 20th is National Be a Millionaire Day. That's a far-off dream, right? It's also World Bee Day. It has nothing to do with spelling, but it has everything to do with the vital roles bees play in our ecosystem. And then finally on Wednesday, or well, not finally, but Wednesday, May 21st, we celebrate the hardworking folks at in the food service industry with National Waiters and Waitresses Day. Make sure you tip them well that day, very well that day. It's also National Memo Day, so I hope you got the memo to tip your server that day. And then finally, on Thursday, May 22nd, music lovers can rejoice on Buy a Musical Instrument Day. Yeah, easy for me to say. Maybe you wanted to learn guitar or something. That's a good day to pick one up. It's also National Maritime Day, recognizing the importance of the maritime industry. So there you go. There's some holidays of the days that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you should anyway, because